Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong, from all the dating tips to managing your personal finances. We're not holding anything back. Here we go. Having a personal brand is becoming more and more important these days. Gone are the days where you can tweet without consequence, so it's even more valuable to have control over what you're putting out there, intentionally or not. And with the line blurring between what's firmly professional and what's firmly personal when it comes to your digital footprint, how do you avoid the pitfalls when curating your online presence? Today, we're sitting down with Jocelyn and Geneva, two superstars who really know their stuff, to talk all things branding. Let's jump right in. Hey ladies, welcome to our podcast and thank you for taking the time to sit down with us. I'd love for you guys to introduce yourselves a little bit.
My name is Jocelyn Lipfert-Lamb and I am founder and strategy director of a creative consultancy called Lipstick, which I founded 3.5 years ago after working in advertising for about 10 years. And I work with brands to solve a variety of challenges with creativity and a strategic approach.
My name is Geneva Vanderzeel, and I am an influencer and the founder of the website A Pair in Despair, all about DIY, home and interiors. And I've been doing this for almost 11 years, so I feel like I've seen a lot of evolution and change on the internet. So yeah, looking forward to sharing some thoughts.
So we're gonna do a quick word association game, mm-hmm. But I'm gonna give you a marketing buzzword and you're gonna tell me the first thing you think of when you hear it. So number one, disruptor.
We're the Uber of pizza.
Okay, number two, clickbait.
Makes me think of BuzzFeed and that whole generation of media.
Number three, growth hacking.
I feel like totally new job that someone who's only 23 can do.
Yeah.
Yes. It's something every intern is hired to do in their first role out of college.
Number four, KOL.
KOL makes me think of the influencer explosion in China in particular. KOL is something that I only really hear in terms of China clients.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I say that to, when I say KOL to US-based clients, they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm. They use it in Hong Kong a lot too.
Yeah,
right?
that's true.
All right, number five, last one, snackable content.
Ooh, BuzzFeed again.
Yeah. Snackable content. It's something that's put in so many briefs that I get from clients. I'm like, but what do we really mean by that?
Little bite-sized morsels of content.
Because our attention span's like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I feel like the aim shouldn't be snackable content though, right? Like we should be really aiming to like draw people in, get them interested rather than just be like, ding, here's the one thing, move on.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly. I feel like brands these days are just trying to do as much as possible rather than focus on quality or quantity.
All right, I'm so looking forward to, I have so much to unpack here. I'm so excited. But I want to start with the basics first. So what does branding even mean in this day and age? And what trends have you been seeing in terms of what on earth a personal brand or a professional brand even means?
Well, I guess for me, a personal brand, which is, I guess, what I'm most interested in, is like a mixture of your story and your expertise. And it's like how you weave those two together to create a really strong connection with people and have them kind of see you as, if we're going to use it, a KOL. Not that that's the goal, but I think It's about building a community who understands what you're about, what you do, and sees it in a positive light.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like personal brand is something that's very of the century, I feel. It didn't really exist before, but before it was like everyone worked for a big company, whereas now it's been like the millennial entrepreneurial freelance explosion where individuals have to represent themselves so much more. So I guess for me, a personal brand, I kind of think of it as like, what are the values that drive you and that you kind of build your career around? What's the filter through which you choose projects or clients or partners and for the type of work that you want to create? And how do you use those values to kind of guide your career making decisions and go from one opportunity to the next?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you both. When you're looking to hire people or you're looking to work with people, do you look at their like social sort of persona online? Because like, you know, people love Googling themselves, but I mean, like, from a professional standpoint, is that something that people should be thinking about when it comes to, you know, what are you tweeting and what's on your Instagram when it's public and stuff like that? Is that something that you guys have done or have you seen or heard of people doing?
I definitely do tend to take a look when I'm hiring people, I think, because for us, we're working on the behalf of brands. And so I think for me, one of the first indications of whether someone has a good idea of how to build a content or a social strategy for a brand is whether they can build that same kind of strategy for themselves. But I think at the same time, you have to take it with a grain of salt because not everyone looks at their personal accounts in that way. And they might some people have a very clear divide between this is my personal life, this is my professional Instagram and my Finsta, you know, for my friends. And they kind of keep their personal professional identities a bit more separate. So I do take a look at it to get an indication, but it's not a deal breaker, I would say.
And it's totally a deal breaker for me, though.
Oh, really?
I do want to ask, just because I do know what this term means, I suspect you probably do as well, but for anyone who's listening who has no idea what on earth a Finsta is, could you give a quick one-line explanation of a Finsta?
A Finsta is kind of a secondary Instagram account that people create where they can show their more raw, real, everyday life to their friends and close friends and family. It's not where they're trying to build their public persona or profile.
But a Finsta should absolutely be private. So, like, if you can access someone's Finsta and they're applying for a job and, like, their Finsta is full of, like, you know, non-marketable pieces of content, I feel like that's not something you want to be seeing. Uh-huh. I think the biggest thing for me about personal brand is that you actually do need to cultivate it online, right? And when people apply for jobs with me, I don't go searching desperately for people's accounts. Often people actually send me them because the type of work we do, we're creating content, they're wanting to communicate to me that they that they're involved in the industry, that they're interested, that they do interesting things, that they can take great photos. So, but if you're going to use your social profiles as a piece of marketing, they need to be really, really good.
Yeah.
And for me, I do really look at, if someone sends me a social profile, and I do really look at what they're doing and what their interests are, and it can be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, represent yourself well, I think, is the takeaway from
and that. As an example, like I'm constantly looking at new hires in our business, and I had like someone who looked great, but like on her Instagram there was like swear words recently as her caption, and I know that like that's totally fine for your like Finsta that's private. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not anti-swear words. I'm from Australia, of course not. But, like, the fact that maybe you didn't realise that you can't put that out online doesn't necessarily show that you're a bad person at all. It actually just shows that you don't know enough about the industry to know that that's important.
You have to know that potential employers or clients are going to be looking at that. And when I look at people's profiles, I need to think that, you know, my clients might look them up too.
Totally.
And see if they know what they're doing.
And now because of like algorithms, if you send an email to someone, like say one of my staff sends an email to a client, they might be then suggested in some way on the Instagram.
Yeah.
So like even if a client's not looking, you can find it anyway.
Yeah.
That's true. It's better to have no social profile at all rather than a bad one.
Yeah. Which then brings me to my question. What do you do if your personal brand is your professional brand?
That's a good question. I think you have to be continuously, constantly aligned with, your professional brand and through your personal life, and what you share online. Obviously, you can choose what you share, but it needs to align with what you're trying to do in terms of building your business and your career.
I think for a lot of people do have quite a strong separation between their personal life and professional life. And I know I have a lot of friends that work in finance industry, and they have a very different approach to their kind of social media accounts and keep it very, very private. But I think when you work in kind of creative comms industry, no matter what side you're on, I think you, with your personal brand, you're always kind of practicing what you preach from a professional point
of
view.
Yeah, absolutely. No matter who you are, you can benefit from a positive, energetic, innovative kind of personal brand.
I was looking at some crazy statistic recently, and I can't remember what it was, but I think 20 years ago, the average length of time that someone would spend in a job was 8 years. And now I think within the millennial generation, most people will average having 10 to 15 jobs throughout their lifetime. So the only piece of continuity that you have is your own personal brand. So It's so, I guess with each career choice that you make, it's really kind of thinking long term about how is this going to play for me in the future.
What do you do when you just want to step back from it all and be like, this is just my life and I don't want anyone looking into it? Do you ever feel that way? What's the solution for that?
Part of cultivating a good personal brand is about knowing what should be shared and what shouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. As you mentioned the word authenticity, and for me that's really important, that real connection with people only happens when you share your story. But your story doesn't have to be all the bad bits, because we all have, good days, we'll have really bad days as well. It's a bit of a balancing act because people connect really well with the struggle. So you'll see that people who share every element of their story get amazing engagement online. There is a cost to that, right? You have no privacy. So you really need to choose where you lie in that spectrum and understand how much of your life do you want to share. There's obviously a lot of question about sharing your family members, sharing your children, all those things. You need to decide, what you're comfortable with, and have a crappy day and just don't tell anyone about it, or have a really crappy day and tell everyone about it. It's your choice.
You do have to take a break sometimes, I think, for your own personal preservation, and just do it, And I think when you feel like it's the right time to come back on or share in the way that you want to share, then I think you just do that when you're ready. But I think doing what feels right.
I think what we're going to see is that it's really, social platforms are pushing you towards sharing more, because of course it meets their goals. But I guess you have to work out what your strategy is. Are you going to share everything? Are you going to share share an edited version? I think for me, I don't share every element of life, but I do think that sharing interesting things that align with your personal brand and personal things that align with your personal brand, they forge a bit of a deeper connection with people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Building off of my confusion about what the hell I do if I want to build a personal brand, what are your tips on people who are just looking to start out building their own brand, making their own impact? Some starter tips for all of us who don't really know what we're doing.
Start with your own website, because I think a personal brand is about owning your message on the internet. Like, that's like the bottom line, right? And you can't do that if you don't have the mothership of where the message comes from, which has to be your website, and from that, social platforms as well.
Mm-hmm. Totally. You've got to own it, because you have a personal brand whether you're in control of it or not.
Ooh.
Because everyone can Google you.
Totally. Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like, I think thinking about, it's good as you kind of map out what you want to stand for and how you want to shape that personal brand. I think for some people it's really easy. They're like, oh, I want to focus on these three things, and those are going to be my things that my whole personal brand centers around. But I think for some people it kind of needs to be a bit more of a process. And I think just trying to sit down and think, like, what's most important to me? What type of work do I love to do? What type of people do I like to work with? What kind of general industry do I want to be in? And think of the way that you present yourself online as the type of work you want to get. We always talk about, like, the when we put projects on our website or the types of things I stick up on LinkedIn or whatever, or blast about on Instagram, those are all the projects that we want kind of more of that type of work. And we talk about our portfolio projects versus the kind of business as usual projects. And I think, but really trying to curate in the same way that people say dress for the job you want, not for the one that you have. I think it's kind of a similar approach for a personal brand.
What would you say is your favorite platform for displaying brands, both professionally and personally?
I mean, not to be expected, but I do still love Instagram from that point of view. I think as a very creative visual person, it's my go-to. I really enjoy checking out what other people are doing. It's a great kind of gateway into the creative world, both locally and internationally. And I think from brand's perspective, I think it depends on what brand it is and what's best for them. But that's my go-to.
Yeah, and I feel as though Instagram are really kicking goals in terms of the products that they're rolling out. Look at Stories as an example. Stories was Snapchat, but, I guess it's a wild, wild world out there, and you can just integrate Stories into Instagram, and that's just what happened. And I think Stories has kind of revolutionized the way that audiences engage. What's incredible about Stories, for example, is that the number of direct messages you get from Stories, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a day, from an audience who, like, they weren't reaching out to you, ask you questions about a product before, but now they are. You're not going to be everyone's flavor. And if you put your personal brand out there, you have to be okay with the fact that some people aren't going to love you.
Well, these days, now that, Instagram and Facebook and all these very metric-driven platforms have been around for a while, there's this whole phenomenon of I posted that picture and it didn't get that many likes, so then I deleted it. You hear people saying these things all the time, and it makes me kind of sad, because I feel like the metrics are kind of their one indication, but I feel like you also have to be true to true to yourself and genuinely trying new things. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes this comes up in a brand sense too, when we're kind of talking about a different type of content strategy, maybe something that's more deeper storytelling oriented. A lot of times brands won't see the same engagement they get from kind of clickbaity type content, and will be like, oh, we're not getting good engagement, let's stop. But I think actually having a point of view and being willing to commit to that point of view and develop it over time, I think people respond to that as well. But
I just want a quick one-liner from you guys. It's going to be very hard to sum in one sentence, but mm-hmm. Please try. Where do you think branding is going in the next 5 to 10 years?
I think we're the trend that we have been seeing, and what I think we'll continue to see, is that brands will become more and more human.
So more honest, more authentic to who they are. I think that before, advertising and branding was very much a top-down type of communication, whereas now there's a lot more transparency, consumers are a lot smarter, and so brands have to be a lot more honest, so being more human.
Well, I think for influencers, I guess we need to really continue to build our personal brands and to live it and to really focus on engaging content that is across lots of different mediums. Like, it's not an easy thing. It's not just like take a quick snap and that's the business. It's like, how can you reach people on a lot of different levels and, you know, affect people in a way that they're thinking about it later on that day? You know what I mean? Like, I think we're talking about like snackable content. Like, I feel as though that is popular, but there's a risk that you're like way too snackable, you know? Mm-hmm. You really want people to go deep.
Well, thank you both so much. We haven't actually finished, but before we do, where can we find you on the internet?
You can find me on the internets. On my personal Instagram is jliplam. Lipstick website, www.lipstick.com.
Okay, you can find me on every social platform, A Pair and a Spare, and we're really focusing on a bit of more YouTube at the moment.
Ooh,
trying to like test our video boundaries.
Cool.
And obviously my website, where we post, you know, every day, DIYs, home ideas. We've just finished a big renovation.
Ooh.
It's like 101 different ideas there, and I am actually writing a book, so you can find me in print.
What?
Actually, second book. It'll be my second book.
Ooh.
The last one was like 5-6 years ago, but this is going to be bigger and better.
Amazing. We will have all of this information also on our episode notes on our website. Before we wrap up, very, very, very quickly, I have a fun game for you guys. So before we start, a quick one-line definition. I'm really a fan of these one-line definitions. A one-line definition of what sassy the word means. Not sassy the brand, but sassy the word.
Sassy to me means a very idiosyncratic attitude.
To me, sassy is like knowing who you are, knowing, you know, your differences and owning them.
Cool. I like that. So we've got a fun little game for you guys called Sassy or Not Sassy. So I'm going to throw out some things, phrases, trends, and you're going to tell me at the same time if it's sassy or not sassy in your eyes. Number one, YouTube haul videos.
Not sassy.
I'm going to say sassy, but also not sassy.
Okay, let's see, this one requires a quick elaboration.
Because I feel as though we all get a little buzz from seeing what people have bought. So I feel as though it's like a drug, the unboxing, right? But sometimes like it's a little bit like people just buy so much stuff and they like, you can tell they're not going to wear it or they're not going to use it, but it's just for the video. And also I feel as though you need to be careful about, I don't know, it's a little bit over-consumerist sometimes. As an influencer, you get sent things. It's like more interesting for people to see how you use it, mm-hmm. if it's a product that you would recommend,
mm-hmm.
and to create interesting content around it rather than being like, it's me opening the box.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Totally. All right, number two, millennial pink.
Sassy. I still like it.
Sassy.
My headphones are definitely millennial.
I know.
I know the trend has passed. I love it.
No, I don't. I actually don't think the trend has passed.
Really?
Passed, which is what I really like, because like, so many trends just die so quickly. But this hasn't, which is good, because you can still keep wearing your clothes and buying your cushions.
Yeah.
And
I know, it's great. I just got a millennial pink sofa recently.
Number three, ViscoCam or VSCO.
Sassy, yeah.
Sassy, I like it.
All right, number four, hashtag like for like.
Not sassy.
Sassy. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe we're too old for it, but maybe it works if you're like 14.
Number five, flat lays.
Sassy.
Sassy.
I think it's so hard. No one knows how difficult a flat lay actually is until we try to put it together.
But yeah, totally. Totally. But like, People more and more don't like flat lays.
Mm.
They're less sassy than they were like 3 years ago. People actually want to see you these days. That's like, things are evolving.
Cool. Number six, finally, being a digital nomad.
Sassy.
Sounds sassy, maybe not so sassy in my life. Yeah. Don't you think? Yes. Like, there's no Wi-Fi sometimes. I'm like, someone's like, I need that thing, and you're like, well, I'm on the bus. Like,
yeah, not as easy as not as idyllic as it seems. Yeah.
It's a dream, yeah. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for being here. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast. And so many good takeaways today. And thank you so much for being a part.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you. It was so great.
So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Creative Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.